Well, Father God, I just thank you for what you've done thus far. And as I look around your people, Father God, I see the hurts. I see their tears they don't bring to the surface. And I'm asking you, God, right now, just to give them an extra touch. Do the inner healing that needs to be accomplished, Father, so they can go forth. And Father God, I thank you for this word you're given this morning to encourage your people to go forth and do a great mighty works for your kingdom. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You have to understand that whenever you come in here because you're a leader. Now, you don't have to be a leader, but God wants to train you up to be a leader so he can send you forth to do a great and mighty works. God is sifting the churches more than he's ever sifted them before. He's taken all the sin out of the church so that what remains is holiness and purity. The enemy is on a prowl, and he's trying to destroy everything good that God has created. We have to be strong. We cannot allow the enemy any space whatsoever. And I know that right now it's getting tougher. It's really getting tougher. It's getting harder and harder, but we have to stay the course. This is a word that God gave me. God said, in the coming days, you will encounter forces of darkness that will resist your words of rebuke. So the enemy's going to resist you. All right. These forces have been held back until now, but now is their time to come forth to harass my children. You have gone through strict training, and I have sharpened your perception of the war that lies before you. You are beginning to understand the sly tactics of the evil forces, and you are beginning to rise to the battle that looms before my people. You must understand that as you move forward, so does the enemy. He is determined to resist every command of my anointed ones. For you have been coming here these past 8, 9, 10 years. You know what God's talking about. And for you that are have not, you'll understand what God's talking about. Believe me, you will in the days ahead. Because you're going to find that you're fighting battles that you don't even understand. Let's put it that way. You must understand what is that? Where am I at here? You must understand that as you move forward, so does the enemy. He is determined to resist every command of my anointed ones. You see that, leaders? He is going to resist everything that you command, you rebuke. He's not going to rebuke. He's not going to be rebuked. He's going to fight you with everything he has. So you have to give him everything you have, and that is all the power and authority from heaven, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. You have to give that to the enemy. That will cause him to flee. You must be steadfast in who you are in me, and you must remember the blood and the power behind the blood. Let's read that again. You must be steadfast in who you are in me, and you must remember the blood and the power behind the blood. You must always remember that you are the victorious ones, and the enemy has no power unless you give it to him by your doubt and unbelief. You cannot doubt anything that God tells you. Are you understanding? God knows what you need. He knows exactly how you bring you from A to Z. And if when the enemy is going to get in there and try to make you believe that it's not God speaking to you, you have to know God's voice. You have to trust God's voice. You have to follow God's voice. I'm telling you, I've been talking to the staff here, and every one of us are fighting things that we've never had to fight before. And the enemy is not being rebuked. He's just not walking away. He's fighting, and he's fighting, and he's fighting. But we're also winning, and we're winning, and we're winning, and we are victorious. All right. But I just want you to know he is fighting. I don't want you to just sit there and just think you have no power and authority. You have all power and all authority. If he resisted God in heaven, why isn't he going to resist you? A little bit of nothing here on this earth. Are you understanding this? Some of you are right now struggling with your position in me. You are wavering, and because you are aware that the enemy has come in with the floodwaters of doubt and unbelief, causing you to doubt your salvation. Now, if I ask for a raise of hands, there's quite a few of us in here today would say sometimes during the day, some days, we doubt our salvation because of how strong the battle is. But this is why we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. We have to know that we are in God's hands, and we have to move forward. All right, the youth group met for the first time this Friday night. And your next meeting is when? 30th? Their next meeting is the 30th. You missed a powerful meeting. You need to come. These girls that were up here, they're mightily anointed, and they haven't been to the church this long. They come in really hurting and really, really messed up. But look what God has done to them in a very, very, very short time. Some in here have been here 10 years and haven't accomplished what they've accomplished. I mean, you know, that youth group is going to take off like you wouldn't believe. I'm really proud of them. And so is God. Thank you. Everybody give them a hand clap. So if you're a young person, anywhere from 10 to 50, you can come to their youth meeting. I watched the anointing flow, and I was so pleased. I've then lost my place here. I have spoken about this in the past, and I will continue to speak about it, you know, about the enemy trying to take your salvation. This war is not for the faint in heart. It is an all-out war that requires meat. You must be standing on the meat of my word, or you will go under. Remember, God just told us a couple services ago, no more bottles, no more milk. When I placed your feet on new paths, they were placed in the very center of the battle that is raging against all that is good. Let's read this again. When I placed your feet on new paths, they were placed in the very center of the battle that is raging against all that is good. Evil is trying to undermine you at this given time. It is trying to instill in you fear like you have never seen before. You know, remember that dream I had, and I said, I don't walk in fear, and fear consumed me. Last night, I was laying in bed at 1 o'clock this morning, and God showed me that fear that I felt was what the world is going to be under real soon. That's how bad the fear is going to be with what's coming down the road. And that was horrible. So this is why you need to right now get yourself rooted and grounded in God before all this terrible stuff comes down that's coming down. You can't wait till it's upon you and then work at it. You have to get yourself ready right now. All right? Evil's trying to undermine you at this given time, and it's trying to instill in you fear like you have never seen before. This dark evil horde that has been released has brought every evil thing with it, and it will fight my people. When I was born again, I thought, everything, it's going to be a rose garden. Everybody's going to love me, and church is going to be so wonderful. Well, that was not true. The place I worked was a better church than what I went into. The enemy is going to fight you with everything he has. My two grandsons are here. They used to travel with me when I was on the evangelistic field. And God has a great calling upon their life. That's why I want them to have a word this morning. And then their wives need to work with them. So they had to have a word too. Do you think that the enemy's going to let them just waltz right on in? No, he's going to fight them tooth and nail. And I've been really covering him with the blood of Jesus more so than ever the last month, because God showed me that he's getting ready to use them, but the enemy's getting ready to try to abuse them. So he does that to every one of us. Every one of us. Don't be discouraged. Fight. You know what? The harder the enemy fights you, the better you should feel, because he's fighting you because that's how much anointing that you have from the Father. That should prove to you that you're really a child of God because of the way you're being fought. You know, some people say, well, I'm giving God all I have, you know, your heart and everything, and all kind of stuff's going down the road. Well, that's happening because you gave your heart to God and because you're working for God. That's what, see, nobody ever told me there was a war going on when I first got born again. Nobody ever told me there was a battle I was in. But I let you know all the time you're in a battle. Alfonso, keep your eyes upon me. Keep your feet upon the rock. Do not look to the right nor to the left. Son, I know you're hurting deep down inside. I know the confusion. I know the bewilderment day in and day out. But son, all is well. I promise you this, that I am with you day and night. And when you weep, son, I weep with you. In fact, I stand over you as you sleep, son, and I weep because I see the pain. I see the warfare, and I see the thoughts, I'll never get through this. But son, you will get through it. This is a battle of the ages, and son, you will come through this battle. Stand tall and stay firm in my arms and know that I am with you always. Fight the enemy, son, not flesh and blood. Be encouraged in me every day. Seek my face, son, every day. If a day you fall, get back up again. Does not my word say that the righteous falls 7 times in one day, but to get back up 7 times? Do not stay down, son. Keep getting up, keep getting up, keep getting up. And one day you'll wake up and you will see that the enemy has left you alone. I really feel in the spirit, Alfonso, that you're really discouraged, really disheartened right now. Look up. God is with you. It is not over. This situation is not over. God is in control. One thing we do when we're in a battle, first thing we do is we quit coming to church. Like that's your answer. That's not your answer. What you do is you keep coming to church. That's your answer. And by you keep coming to church, you defeat the enemy. But if you stay out of church and sit at home, the enemy has his sway over you. He already has you. All right? All right, when I planned, I think that's where I'm at. Now, this evil has targeted my elite generals. It has been given orders to take the elite down. The war will rage hot and unrelentless, but you must stand like you have never stood before. When I planted your feet on a new path, I also gave you more power. Remember the altar call for heaven power? When you came forth, I endued you with power from on high. I gave you every weapon of warfare fine-tuned to fight this stage of the battle. Each new stage requires stronger weapons, greater anointings, and angelic assistance. You will have heavenly angelic visitations and demonic angelic visitations. Do you hear that? The devil has his crew too that he's going to send your way. You must have your eyes cleansed so you can see through the eyes of Christ to know the difference in the angelic beings. This morning, God wants each one of you to know that you've already survived the onslaught of the enemy. But now you have it to prove it to the enemy. What's that song? I'm fighting a battle that's already been won. God's already won the battle for you, but you have to physically fight it to let the enemy know that you are the winner and he is not. If I'm hearing God say, if you will keep your eyes upon Christ, you'll see the enemy's buildings tumble. His city's going to fall. You are always the victorious one, no matter what's coming down the road. And I see you guys. You get so strong, then all of a sudden, one little thing and knock you right off your feet. Quit allowing the enemy to do that. Stand tall. Have somebody you can call and scream at. Have somebody you can call and they'll pray with you. Don't let the enemy destroy you. this youth group here, I'm going to make them wear some sort of a shirt that said youth, whatever their youth group name is. And so young people know, okay, I can go to these people and they can pray for me, because after all, that old fogey up there doesn't know what I'm going through. But these young people will, and they'll understand it, and they'll help me. That's the way it goes. You all know that. And so, see, you have to be stand out so people know, okay, I can go to them and have them pray for me. Now, see, people like me, we're well-seasoned, and we've been through the furnace of affliction more times than we care to go through. But we fought the battles, and we're still standing, so we can encourage you and give you strength and give you faith to help you come through. Each one of us has a part in the body of Christ. Each one of us has to do our part in the body of Christ. God has already started to drop His glory. This is the first time we've had a service where we've talked in a while, but He's already dropped His glory. But what we're going to see is far greater than what we're seeing here today. The Catherine Kuhlman anointing is going to fall upon this church. And God told me today, He said, He gave me the song service, a long song service. He said, during this, I'm going to do healing. And then I'm going to do the next step of laying on the hands and the healing begin. So, you know, God works He line upon line and precept upon precept. Today, He was healing things inside of you. All right. And you might not even know it, but He worked on the inside of you, and you're going to find out the things that used to bother you don't bother you no more. And thus, so we work through this phase, and next phase is laying your hands on and actually seeing the miracles occur in the body of Christ. Now, how many of you in here today, you really want that with all your heart? You want to be the vessel that God uses to pour out His Spirit upon, to be the ones who pray for the people and watch them receive whatever they have need of. God knows your heart. God really does know your heart.